Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Part of the broadcast team as the Browns are on Fox this weekend as they take on Washington. Also, of course, a host of the Spielman and Hooley We Tackle Life podcast. Chris, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm well, man. How are you? I'm excited about having a home game and being home for dinner on Sunday night. That's a rare treat in my world.
Yeah, that is sweet, especially on Fox because you guys don't get the Browns very often.
Yeah, so it's good, and I'm glad the Browns played well against the Bengals on Thursday night, and they're playing the Washington Buckeyes, so it should be a good game.
Nice. Yeah, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
huh?
they are. I mean, let's start there, Chris. Good to have you with us, of course. Haskins, you know, the quarterback for Washington, great Buckeye legend, even, you know, phenomenal quarterback there. How do you see him progressing here in year two?
Well, I think he's having a few issues that Baker had because it's year two, and it's okay. Now I have to relearn a whole different offense, right? And this is Baker's third offense in 3 years. I just think he's not right now. He's not probably seeing the field as efficiently as they would like. I don't know if he's recognizing matchups when they have matchups. So I think that as long as Dwayne can continue to grow and he can stay patient with him, I do think he has a chance. And when his feet are right, he's pretty accurate with the football. The other thing is he has. An average cast of characters. I mean, they're NFL players, so they're good players, but by NFL standards, I think his receivers are pretty average, excluding, of course, Terry McLaurin, who I think has got a chance to be really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the skill positions players that the Browns have, wide receiver, tight end, and running back, versus what Dwayne Haskins has there. I mean, there's no comparison, right?
No, they're not now, but I think it's been clear that what, you know, they hire Ron Rivera and they're in a rebuilding project and, you know, everybody gets it. But still, I think there's a standard of that, you know, winning is important and, you know, everybody can be patient, sure. But, you know, the problem the Redskins are having, and it puts a little bit of heat on Dwayne Haskins, both games that they played, they're down in the first half 17-0 and down in the first half 20-0 last week against Arizona. And so you can't, you know, help your quarterback if you're saying, okay, bring us back from 3 possessions down both times in the second half. It's not going to happen very often. It happened against the Eagles, but they cut a few breaks. But we'll see. I think, you know, look, the jury's still out on Dwayne. I know that he works very hard. I know that he wants to be good, and he certainly could benefit with, you know, a guy like Jarvis Landry or Beckham or Chubb or Kareem or any of those guys, which are, you know, just weapon after weapon that the Browns throw at you.
The Browns' weakness, I think, and it's pretty clear, Chris, and you'll know this as you're studying for this game this week, is the defense. You know, they've got a really good defensive line, but the back seven, very thin. They get some reinforcements back this week in Kevin Johnson and Mack Wilson, but still, Joe Burrow was dicing like it was Oklahoma, you know, or like it was Clemson again. I mean, he was just all over the 61 pass attempts in that game. How do you see this shaking out? I mean, obviously we're talking about this offense for Washington, but they should still probably be able to have some success against the Browns defense, don't you think?
I mean, I watched a game today, and I mean, Yeah, but if you're an NFL team throwing it 61 times, you're probably going to lose. So I know,
right?
You're gonna give
no, right?
Some yards, yeah. And so I get what you're saying, but I think they're going to be better. I think tackling in space is something that they need to do better as a whole unit. You know, they certainly have good players and strength, but there's some coverage issues. But hopefully, as teams get used to game speed and scouting reports, like I said, I think there's some good things. I'll be a little bit more consistent, but I actually, in all honesty, I do think that most teams are kind of looking for a little bit more consistency. I think the graphic we had up since 1948, now I take in what football was like back in the 50s, but if you are like 87%, so that's something to kind of keep your eye on. And boy, can the Browns run the ball. Wow, that was impressive.
No doubt. They had a great, great big-time run game last week. We're talking with Chris Spielman. Chris, where are you at with Baker right now in his progress? Obviously, great rookie year, bad second year. Week one, he did not play well against Baltimore last week, as you talked about. He played well. Where are you at? Where is your confidence level? Where should Browns fans' confidence level be for Baker at the moment?
Baker, and I'll tell you what I was really impressed with is the other night, was kind of his demeanor. And it just seems like he was really focused and poised. I thought he made some great throws. I mean, some of the throws he made, I think on the interception that William Jackson had, in my opinion, I'll have to ask Baker about this, I think he had it made up in his mind that the guy was going to be open before the ball was snapped. So I don't know if he,
right.
Because he didn't survey the field as well. But I was more impressed with his demeanor on the field. I thought he wasn't crazy man out there. He was really composed and focused. And, you know, we kept showing him on the sidelines. And it just looked like he was into the game. And the other thing is, you don't want to take away the competitive edge. But just by looking at him, I felt like he wanted to prove a point that he was the best professional quarterback in the state of Ohio. And I think he's a good player. I really do. I'm a believer in him, and I think he's only going to get better. I think I talked to three quarterback guys that I trust their evaluation on quarterbacks, and I think one of them was really concerned of does he recognize coverages after the ball is snapped. And I think that's maybe one thing that I'll take a harder look at as we progress toward the game and see what happens Sunday. And as a Browns fan, you kind of keep your eye on as the year goes on.
The great Chris Spielman is our guest. He's on the call this weekend with Fox Sports. Chris, just that game plan the Browns had on Thursday night, I thought it was phenomenal. I'd been talking for the last couple of weeks about, hey, the Browns have these two awesome running backs. If they can get these guys, you know, between them 35, 40 carries a game, I think that is the recipe for success. It allows Baker to you know, obviously run play action, takes the ball out of his hands a little bit more. People hate the game management comment, but I kind of think Baker needs to do that to get his confidence back. What do you think about that sort of game plan?
Well, I think that's Kevin Stefanski and what he wants to try to do. I mean, you remember when Kevin was calling plays up in Minnesota last year. I think they beat the Atlanta Falcons in the opener, and I think they threw the ball seven times. In an NFL game, seven or eight times in an NFL game. So Kevin's going to try always to run the football. And obviously it's helpful if your offensive line does a good job selling play action, and it only helps. And, you know, the more I watch Nick Chubb, you know, I don't know what people say, and I don't mean to overstate it, but the more I watch him, the more I love the guy. And I think he's a top three runner in this league. I really do. I mean, how many times does he make an on-block player miss at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
I stopped counting during that game. Rarely does he go down with the first initial hit. Now, I get it that Glenn Oaks' offense could have run on the Cincinnati Bengals defense. They're not the best defense to get a test from. But I got that right, Dustin, don't I?
You did. Right. Good job.
Golden Eagles. Yeah, go Golden Eagles.
Yeah, the Tigers would have put up more yards on them.
So and then Kareem, I had a chance to watch Kareem when he was up at Toledo, and he's the same type of guy. So, you know, the Browns have really done a good job. It's a league of two backs now. You need a one and a two. Fortunately for the Browns, they have a one and a one. And I thought Kareem's statement yesterday was so professional, is that he'd like to see Kareem Hunt get involved earlier. Am I correct? Am I being accurate on that?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think if the whole team can get that attitude, it can be a really good team. I mean, offensively, they can be really, really good. And the offensive line, I thought, was outstanding, both run and pass protection. So if they can build on this, can you handle prosperity? That's always kind of been a question with the Cleveland Browns. So let's see if they can do it.
It's a great point, Chris. It's a great point when you talk about Nick Chubb. I mean, if any team had 53 Nick Chubbs, they'd win a lot of games.
Yeah, and it's hard to find in an ego-driven business. And I don't say that talking disparagingly about people. That's just when you're an NFL player, there's got to be some ego involved. And so when you find a guy like Nick Chubb, and your best players are your best leaders, then that kind of gets infectious amongst the team. Just like if you have idiots that are your best players, that kind of infects the team. If your best players are your most unselfish players, that infects the team in a good way. The perfect example would be Aaron Donald with the Rams and Khalil Mack with the Chicago Bears. I mean, I watch those guys, and I have the good fortune of going to practices and watching these guys work. And they're just pros through and through. And so I think Nick, just by how he plays, certainly garners the respect of all his teammates.
Chris, the Browns had probably two elite players on defense, Denzel Ward, former Buckeye, and Myles Garrett up front at the end. If those guys play great, is that enough for the defense? Like, because Myles Garrett can take over the game clearly. You could put Denzel on the best receiver and hopefully take him out of the game. Is that enough to keep this team competitive with the offense, with all the weapons, and put up the points? Is the defense going to be able to hold up?
Well, I mean, I think you got to, define who you are, and you got to be against a team like the Ravens. No, it's not enough. I mean, I think if you're playing the Bengals or the Washington football team, I got to practice and not use the R word for Sunday. I think, that's enough. I mean, I love Myles Garrett. I think guys are tremendous players. I think Sheldon Richardson is really solid inside. And hopefully, I believe you guys might know this better than I believe this is his fourth team. If he can stick, and he was really impressive, not only on pass rush, of course, but I thought he played to run really well, and his effort was outstanding. And, if Mac Wilson flashed a little bit at times last year, so if these guys can come back, you can be a competitive, solid defense. But with the type of offense that you have, I mean, the mindset has to be, we're not going to shut a lot of people out, but we can certainly score with anybody. And I think that's the mentality that you have to have if you're the Browns.
Chris, I know.
As a fan.
Chris, I know you and Bruce got the We Tackle Life podcast going well. What's the latest there? What's happening?
Well, it's just different. I think we talk about football, but we talk about our experiences as husbands, as fathers, as men of faith, and how can we get better? And it's an accountability thing. And I know Dustin has talked to Bruce, which has been pretty cool to hear. And so it's just two guys' perspective on life experience and holding each other accountable and how can we get better. In fact, I was reading an email in Bruce's driveway. I was so into the email that I didn't put my car in park. I thought it was in park. I took my foot off the brake and I smashed in his garage. So I'll be working the We Tackle Life podcast for free for a long time to come. So I find Bruce Hooley a new garage.
Did you take out the door or the whole garage?
Yeah, no, the whole door. Yeah, the whole door came from the
down. Oh, my goodness.
The track wheels are off. And you'll have to ask him about that.
I got to text him about that.
Yeah. All right.
That's awesome.
Everybody watch. Obviously, everybody's going to be watching the game this Sunday. Browns taking on Washington. Chris Spielman on the call along with Kevin Kugler and Laura Oakman. Chris, we appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks,
Chris Spielman. Great to chat with him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.